This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Heavy clashes continue between Azerbaijan and Armenia over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. Azerbaijan's second largest city, Ganja, has been shelled by Armenian forces. The Nagorno-Karabakh enclave is officially part of Azerbaijan, but run by ethnic Armenians. The self-proclaimed authorities there say they hit Ganja's military airport after Azerbaijani forces shelled the region's capital. Azerbaijan says no Ganja military sites were hit. More than 220 people have died since clashes began a week ago. Armenia and Azerbaijan went to war over this enclave in 1988, eventually declaring a ceasefire. However, they have never reached a settlement. Azerbaijan's military says its forces have retaken control of 7 villages since Sunday, while Nagorno-Karabakh says its troops have improved their frontline positions. At least 2 people have died and up to 20 are still missing after a powerful storm hit southeastern France and northwestern Italy. Named Alex, the storm brought fierce winds and torrential rain. A number of villages north of Nice in France suffered serious damage from floods and landslides, with roads, bridges, and homes destroyed. In northwestern Italy, flooding was described as historic. World record holder Eliud Kipchoge was beaten in the London Marathon as Shura Kitata sprinted to the finish and claiming an unexpected victory. 4-time winner Kipchoge, a Kenyan, was the favorite, but fell behind with 2 laps to go and finished 8th. Ethiopian Kitata pushed ahead of Kenya's Vincent Kipchumba on the home stretch to finish in 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 41 seconds. Brigitte Koje, yet another Kenyan, defended her title. She holds the women's world record. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis says the coronavirus pandemic has proven that market capitalism has failed and that the world needs a new type of politics that promotes dialogue and solidarity and rejects war at all costs. Francis on Sunday laid out his vision for a post-COVID world by uniting the core elements of his social teachings into a new papal letter called Brothers All. It was released on the feast day of his namesake, the peace-loving St. Francis of Assisi. The document draws from the teachings of St. Francis and the Pope's previous preaching as well on the injustices of the global economy and its destruction of the planet. A small group of people wearing the white garments symbolic of the Muslim pilgrimage circled Islam's holiest site in Mecca Sunday after Saudi Arabia lifted coronavirus restrictions that had been in place for months. The kingdom had taken the rare step in early March of suspending the smaller year-round Umrah pilgrimage that draws millions from across the world as the coronavirus morphed into a global pandemic and prompted countries to impose lockdowns and curfews to slow down transmission. But as nations began to ease those restrictions, the Saudi government on Sunday started allowing a maximum of 6,000 pilgrims a day to enter the sprawling Grand Mosque in Mecca. Only Saudi citizens and residents will be permitted to enter the mosque during the first phase of reopening, and each person has up to 3 hours to complete the pilgrimage. U.S. President Donald Trump woke up Sunday morning at Walter Reed Medical Hospital, where he is being treated for the coronavirus. His main doctor says the medical team treating him is cautiously optimistic, but also notes that the president is not yet out of the woods. The latest assessment came from Navy Commander Dr. Sean Conley. He reported that Trump had been up and around his medical suite during the day and had been conducting business. Medical experts say the disease caused by the virus COVID-19 can become more dangerous as the body responds to the infection over time. In a video Saturday from his hospital quarters, Trump says he is feeling better and hopes to be back soon. He is expected to remain at the hospital for several more days. While Mr. Trump is in the hospital, First Lady Melania remained at the White House to recover from her own bout with the virus. In that video Trump released, he said that his wife was handling her situation very nicely, adding that she is just a tiny bit younger than he is. In fact, she is 24 years younger. Melania Trump celebrated her 50th birthday earlier this year. Mr. Trump is 74. Vice President Mike Pence tested negative for the coronavirus on both Friday and Saturday, and Pence is scheduled to fill in for Trump at several upcoming campaign rallies. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.